Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
So today I'm going to be talking about the Lazarus in your life. You know the story about a guy named Lazarus. Remember this dude? He dies, and spoiler alert, God resurrects him. But we're going to kind of go through step by step on what that looks like, because at all campuses today, some of you have a Lazarus in your life. You got a dead marriage. You got a deadbeat kid. Come on, somebody ought to help me. You got some death in your life. And so God wants to bring resurrection life, and I have some clarity on it. In fact, got even more revelation this morning when I was in the gym working out. I was just praying about it, and I got some stuff that I'm going to drop that I didn't drop last night, and so it's going to be really, really good. But first of all, over the next few weeks, is really important that you understand that God can do a lot in 12 months. In fact, in 12 months, you could actually be married and have his baby. Come on, somebody ought to say amen to that, right? You could. It's possible, right? Only take 9 months to have a baby. You can meet him today if you get in a connect group. Some of y'all looking to connect, but you won't connect. Some weirdo's probably looking at you like, I'd love to connect with you, but that's a different thing. Screen them. So actually what I want to do is talk to you from that passage, and I think we're just going to start reading it, because I was going to do some expository work to all campuses today. In John chapter 11, we find this. It says, now there was a man named Lazarus that was sick. And he was from Bethany, from the village of Mary and the sister Martha. Remember them, Mary and Martha? Martha was really busy and got cleaning, you know, working, and Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. And he said, Martha, Martha. How many of y'all know if God says your name two times, you're in trouble, right? And she was busy in the flesh. And some of you have been busy in the flesh. And so God has wanted to get you in the spirit of the Jubilee of 2020. He wants you on the right track. So it's not just another 12 months. Because how many of y'all getting older and you realize that 12 months goes just like that? It's like, didn't I just do this the other day? How many of y'all old enough to remember Dick Clark? Remember him back in the day? Before that young skinny dude took his place. What's his name? Ryan Seacrest, right? And so now we got Ryan Seacrest is the 2.0 version of Dick Clark. So you've been through a few New Year's Eves, but so you can get kind of like cynical and think, you know, I've made New Year's resolutions. I've made these kind of promises before. But I'm telling you, this is a different season, because God now is breathing in the last days, and he's escalating his anointing in his church. And I'm expecting you to expect bigger things than you ever did before, because you've needed to be this age your whole life. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Verse 2 says, then Mary, whose brother was Lazarus, now lay sick, and was the same one, she's the same one who poured perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped it with her hair. So the sisters sent word to the Lord, the one you love is sick. Everybody shout that with me. The one you love is sick. Come on, all campuses, what is this again? The one you love is sick. Now, first of all, I want you to pay attention, because they drew attention for some reason that the Lord loved him. You must realize that the Lord loves you in spite of everything that you've done. Because sometimes you can go to church like you did today thinking, you know what, I've been bad. Yeah, you have been bad. But guess what? Jesus was good to make up for the times that you've been bad, and your heart's right, or you wouldn't be in church today. So that's why I say today, focus on the Lord's love for you and not your love for the Lord. So many times we think, I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you with all my heart, my mind, my soul. I love you. And then you see, when I see you walking down the street. Anybody ever had an issue with a lust, whether that is a girl or a Girl Scout cookie? Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Liars. St. Louis, I hope to God you are participating more than Florida is today. Because acting like I'm in a convent of nuns today. So, if you focus on your love for the Lord, you will be let down. But I tell you what, if you focus on the Lord's love for you, you will never be let down, because he came down the staircase of heaven, died, bled on a rugged cross. Somebody ought to shout amen right now for you and I to live in complete victory. He loves us more than we love him, and that's just a fact. I love my daughter more than she loves me. Now, she loves me, but she don't love me like I love her, because I would die for her. She won't take out the trash for me. She's in the crowd. She just went. It's true. So she sent word. So she sent, there's no text message back then. She has to send word that the one you love is sick. But verse 4 says, when he heard, Jesus said, the sickness, check this out, will not end in death. The sickness will not end in death. I want to shout it again. The sickness will not end in death. And I love that because he does die. So it looked like he'd be lying to me. Because when he dies, in fact, I want him to bring my little prop out here. I actually have a live prop from the Sunshine State today. And this live prop today is coming on out. And maybe my other, my own baggage that I brought too. How many of y'all know this guy ain't looking too good? Huh? She just stand right there. So now he dies. They wrap this joker. By the way, come here, Jimmy. I want to see everybody in St. Louis. Look at Jimmy. Jimmy used to work for the local news down here. But he was just too fly for the station. He said, I got ministry in my heart, and I just want to shout out Jimmy and Pascal are amazing. In fact, he met his wife, who is absolutely gorgeous, in a Connect group. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. I know there's some girls at Earth City and Ferguson looking right now. I think I'm going to join me a Connect group because Jimmy looked good. Jimmy had a job, too. Jimmy went to church. Jimmy, give me some Jimmy. I didn't mean it. So the sickness will not end in death. Now, the problem with this is it looks like that it did because he did. He died. How dead was he? Dead enough to bury? They take this joker and they wrap him, put him in a tomb, and he's dead for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Some of y'all know that's a long time to be dead. Yeah. St. Louis, please go with me on this. Earth City, help me. Well, then, I know you're not leaving me, Sunset Hills. He's dead. It's over. Sometimes we look at the situation and we go, wait a minute, we need to read the small print again. It says, this will not end in death. It didn't mean it won't die. It just means it won't end in death. Because the marriage might have died, but guess what? God can put it back. The money might have died, but God can put it back. The situation might have dried up, but God can put it back. He didn't say it wouldn't die. He said it wouldn't end in death. You get what I'm saying right now? This is your year for supernatural breakthrough, banner year, opportunity, where all debts are canceled. All prisoners released, and all property goes back to its original owner. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him right now. Come up in the morning. Hello. Look pretty dead right now. They did a pretty good job. Will not end in death. No, it's for the glory, so that God's Son will be glorified through it. Notice God doesn't bring the sickness or disease, but God always gets glory out of it. So God didn't make you lose the job. God didn't give you the cancer. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. So the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to resurrect. I have come to take the mummy. I was calling him a mummy last night. In fact, I told him today, I said, would you give me permission? Because I always watched Fred Sanford when I was little. And I loved it when Fred said, where's the big dummy? I said, can I say, where's the big mummy? And he said, yes, I could. So now, the sickness will not end in death. God will be glorified through it. So no matter what we go through, the devil knows what we're going to. Check this out. So the enemy knows what you're going to. You ought to write this down. The enemy knows what I'm going to, so he's going to try to confuse me when I'm going through. So sometimes when you're going through it, you lose focus what you're going to. It's really hard when it gets really hard. And most people run scared. They walk by faith and not by sight. Now, I'm a Florida resident, and people in St. Louis are probably really, really mad about that right now, but I can't help it that you have not been listening to the Lord to that level of your life. But I lived here long enough, and will pastor in St. Louis. God told me you'll pastor in St. Louis your whole life, but you'll also do Florida. You can do this and that. And I was like, how in the world will I do that? But he said they needed a Holy Ghost faith preacher in this area. There's a lot of great churches here, but there was a missing piece. So we weren't here to compete with anybody. We were here to complete. And so since then, we've got a lot of lost people saved because us being here. But here's what I'm saying, though. In Florida, it can be raining on one side of the street and sunshining on the other side of the street. At the same time, pouring down rain 20 feet away from you. But that's so weird. You can do an Instagram and say, this thing is schizophrenic. Look at it. It's raining. And then over here, it's just crazy. Well, yesterday I was studying this message, and I sit down, and me and Nicole were at this like kind of coffee shop and had a little tea, and there was like four or five people next to us over here, and all of a sudden it starts kind of drizzling. And everybody said, and they all took off running, and I just sit there. Because I knew as soon as it started raining, number one, the odds are it's not going to rain long in Florida. Second, I put my faith on it, and I said, God, I just sit down. I just got my tea. I got my wife. I'm just enjoying my life. I ain't going to pick up and run. So by faith, just for practice, I said on the inside, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Just rain somewhere else, but not on me. And I know it's capable of doing that in Florida because it does it all the time. So stop it. And everybody ran away. And they were over here talking to them, stupid stuff. And then they ran. And all of a sudden, it's just so quiet. I'm enjoying it. And then all of a sudden, the drizzle just stopped. Now, all the tables are clear because the regular folk ran. But faith people don't run from it. They run to it. Somebody ought to help me right now. We're not moved by what we see. We're moved by what we say. This is 2020. This is our banner year. This is our jubilee. This is where all debts are canceled. This is where people on house arrest go free. Somebody ought to give God praise today. We ain't running. We ain't hiding. Do you know who we are? We're the one the Lord loves. We're the one the Lord loves. Woo! The guy's doing a good job being the big mummy. Verse 5 says, So Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, this is what confuses me, guys. He stayed two more days. He said, I love you so much, I ain't coming. How many of y'all that confuses you? If you love me, then you would drop everything and you would run to me. I'm a little confused right now because Lazarus is dead. And also, you said you love me because I'm Martha. I'm the one that was always busy in the kitchen. You loved my wings. When I made those hot wings, you just went crazy. And every time you came through town, you loved my green bean casserole. And you just always ran when I made dinner. But now that I need you, you're not showing up. I just don't understand. You know, sometimes you can get offended at God if you don't understand God. I'm going to shout it again. You can get offended at God. And a fence puts up a fence between you and God. See, we see through a glass darkly, so we don't understand what we're going through. That God will actually say, hey, I got this, whether it's 2 days, 4 days, or 7 days. I got this. In fact, the worse it looks, the better the story is going to be. The worse the mess, the bigger the message. The worse the mess, somebody ought to shout amen, the bigger the message. See, God takes glory in taking and working all things together for our good. Travis Green said it. He's intentional. Never failing. He's intentional. Because he loved me. He's waiting. He's waiting two more days. It's almost like a text message. I hate it when people, I text you and it's unread. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? You text, you're like, I know you got it. You just ain't read it. And then I didn't know about that until I was with somebody not long ago, and they came up to me and they said, hey, bro, did you get your number changed or something like that? I said, no. I was just avoiding this guy. And he said, your message came up unread. And I thought, oh, man. And I go, brother, I'm so sorry. Oh, man, that's weird. But Jesus is leaving this dude unread. He's looking like it's not going to be answered. That's why the Bible said, Sunset Hills, the just shall live by faith. How do you live? You live by faith, not fear. And they're so similar because fear oftentimes of what you think might happen keeps you from doing the thing that needs to happen because you're afraid that it won't happen because it's an unseen thing that's probably never, ever going to happen. It's in your head. You're making this stuff up, but if I do that, I'll fail. If I ask her out, she'll say no. If I dream big, I'll get hurt. So sometimes we actually take and make excuses to take our faith and put it down so we're not disappointed. I want to build your faith up this Sunday and especially next Sunday to bring your faith to another level to say, you know what, God can do this and that, and it does look like my marriage is dead, my money is dead, my mind is dead, and our situation is dead, but God's going to get glory out of this because I believe in January, February, or March, or April, there's going to be a complete turnaround, an unwrapping of something that I could not see. He's not going to leave me unwrapped forever. I'm coming out with a shout. I just know he's about to do something for us. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's going to. I know he's going to. He ain't doing. He didn't leave me unread. I'll leave you unread. But the Lord, he ain't going to do that to you. Verse 11, for the sake of time, and after he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, he tells the disciples, but I'm going to wake him. And his disciples said, they're like really stupid. He's dead, right? But he said, he's sleeping. And so they go, that's awesome. Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better. And then the Lord said, guys, I meant not natural sleep. Let me tell you plainly. Verse 14, he said, he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, boys. He's dead. Sometimes we don't see that God belittles what we would call big. You say death, he says sleep. Remember that Thessalonians, he says these are that are asleep right now in the earth, they will actually, you know, be awakened in this time of resurrection. That God is talking about that. He's trying to devalue it. It's the same principle that David used when he was going up against Goliath. He said, he's 19 foot tall. And he says, you uncircumcised Philistine, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Today I will feed your uncircumcised flesh to the fowls of the air. You don't have a covenant with God. I'm the one the Lord loves. But on his mind, it had to be saying, this is the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God, he's probably going to kill me. But even in fear, even in trepidation, he knew God's not going to leave me nor forsake me. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. And so now he picks up the stone, and his hand's shaking so bad. Anybody ever had that happen? Your hand's shaking. And he releases it. When he releases it, he's like, oh, man, it went the wrong way. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost goes, bam. Yeah. Yeah. And he hit him in the head. And when he hit him in the head, he probably went, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God, that looked like he's dead. And then he thought, oh, I lost my cool. Yeah, I got it. Precision accuracy, boys. And he goes over, and the Bible said he cuts his head off, and then he swings his head around the town to show what God can do when one person steps out in faith and belittles the cancer, belittles the problem. Come on, somebody help me right now in St. Louis. I'm talking to St. Louis. I know it's cold, but somebody ought to put their hands together. If you believe that God is capable of doing what he said he's going to do, I'm here to tell you that he has not forgot how to save you. He hasn't forgotten what you're going through. He hasn't forgotten the battle. He hasn't forgotten the sleepless night, but if you'll worship him like it's gonna happen, it will happen. I give you 10 seconds to praise him. 9, 8, 7, 6. Woo! Verse 14 says, so he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, boys. Guys, and for your sake, I'm glad that I was not there, that you might believe. And for your sake, I'm glad I was not there. And they're like, I wish you would have been there because he wouldn't have died. And God says, for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there. You say, well, how is that even possible? What do you mean? Again, we see through a glass darkly. God's going, I'm glad I wasn't there. Because if I was there, you're right, it wouldn't have happened. But now that it did happen, the devil went too far. Now everybody everywhere, even in 2020 in Florida and in St. Louis, Pastor David's going to preach it. All kinds of other preachers are going to preach it. T.D. Jakes is going to get on the stage and say, get ready, get ready, get ready. And he's going to preach it. And everybody's going to preach this story. He just always overplays his hand. He said, I'm glad I let you go through. I'm glad the devil tried this because that's not going to work. The setback is actually a setup for a comeback, because what doesn't kill you, somebody ought to help me right now, is gonna make you stronger. So don't grow weary in, I'm preaching right now, don't grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. But the temptation is to say, I wish you would have been here. Wow. He's with you right now. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, this is so good, I'm taking you to Cracker Barrel when this is done, huh? Verse 16 says, then Thomas, also known as Didymus. Now, this isn't P. Diddy. But let's just thank God for P. Diddy. God, thank you for all P. Diddy's music. Thank you what you're doing in his life, Lord. I saw him last week sitting on the front row at the Potter's House. God is doing something in the music world with Kanye and P. Diddy. Come on, don't patty cake. I don't want a church like, I don't know. We'll see it. God's doing something. He's my Chick-fil-A. So he says, P. Diddy, Thomas, he says, hey, let us go with him. Let us go over there with him. He's dead. Let's just go die with him. You got to watch out who your friends are in the Jubilee year. Because the people that can't grow with you can't go with you. Somebody ought to Instagram that and mention me on it. If they can't grow with you, they can't go with you. So now they're saying, he's dead, so we're dead. This is what religious people do. But relationship people go, no, God's not dead. He's still alive. Oh, God's not dead. Right? They're saying, hey, I'm not going to conform to the feelings. I am forming to the factual word of God that if I trust in the word, it will turn out. And Thomas, old doubting Thomas, he is saying exactly what doesn't need to be said right now. Let's just go with our feelings. And if he's dead, we're dead. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll resurrect you if you die in front of me. Verse 17 says, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus was already in the tomb for 4 days. Everybody shout, 4 days. Look at your neighbor, sunset, and say, 4 days. Let's try it at Weldon Spring. Well, 4 days. That's a long time. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come with Martha and Mary to comfort them for the loss of their brother. That's very sweet, but most comforters don't do you a lot of good. They say, I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. Where's that potato salad again? You don't need just comforters like Job had. Remember, Job had some comforters, and they kind of sucked. You want comforters that are saying, you know what? God works all things together for your good. You may not look like it's going to work out, but I know it's going to work out right now. Somebody ought to shout amen to this right now. So I'm saying that's why connect groups are so important. This next week is the week you got to try that. And if you go to a group that you don't like, forget the group, never show back up, and try another group. Find a group that fits you. If they don't have a group that fits you, start your own dang group and bring people in the church to do what you do, because you've got to take what you've got and give it to somebody. Somebody ought to help me right now. But groups are the key. When you do life alone, that's when you get in trouble. That's where Michael Jackson got in trouble. And he even wrote the song, I am not alone. You are here with me. But he died alone. The devil tried to separate you from the herd. Now, 4 days. Everybody shout, 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles, and many of the Jews had come to comfort him. Verse 20 says, and when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him at the gate, but Mary stayed home. Here's a revelation that I got this morning in the gym. Martha was the one, remember, who was always busy when Jesus was over at the house. Mary was like, oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I'm sitting at your feet. Oh, I love you, I love you. And Martha was really busy. She was in the flesh. Then Jesus ends up rebuking Martha and says, Martha, Martha, why are you so busy? Look at your neighbor and say, why are you so busy? Look back at your second choice and tell them, why are you so busy? Why are you too busy to go to church? Come on, tell them. I'm too busy to go to church. No, you're not. I'm too busy to pray. I'm too busy to read Hi, God. I'm too busy. No, you're not too busy. He said, you're busy about many things, but the one thing, the main thing that Mary is doing is the right thing. That's a different story in the Bible, but it's the same people. She met him, Mary. Mary was in the house, but Martha ran to the gate. Now, Martha's the one who was always excited about Jesus coming over. Oh, it's got to be just right. Like every woman has 50,000 pillows on a bed. Anybody ever notice that? Nicole has, we have a bed, but the bed looks like it's made for like a little baby bed, because there's the regular pillows, the other pillows, the decorative pillows on the decorative pillows, and then the two that actually decorate the end of the pillows. So when I go to, come on guys, help me right now. When I go to bed, I'm like, oh my God, just unbelievable. Pillow. And the only pillow I really need is, I need 3 pillows. I need the one I sleep with, I need the one between my legs this way, and then I need the one to protect me from her attacking me in the middle of the night. Somebody said, you dream it. This is my story. Let me preach my sermon. She's got all kinds of, so Martha was really busy. She's got everything's right. The candles are lit every time he comes over. The cornbread's coming out. The cobbler's made. And Jesus, come into the house. But today, she's mad at him. You ain't come here for 4 days. As soon as I hear that train coming, as soon as I hear those horses, the clatter clack of the horses, and I know my brother's done been dead for 4 days, and he's always been here, but then the day that I need him, he doesn't show up, so she meets him at the gate. No, she doesn't wait until he comes in the house. See, God will only come as far as you invite him. Somebody ought to help me right now. He will come into your life partially. That was good right there. Or he'll come all the way in. So if you meet him on Tuesday, that means you actually coming inside. You're a double dipper. I go to church on Saturday night and Sunday. I want more of God. It's not just every other Sunday when I fit him in. Come on, Weldon. Come on, Ferguson. Help me right now. Florida leaving me in the cold. It's hot down here, but they're leaving me out in the cold. This is Revelation. Let God all the way into your life. Let him have all of you. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. That's good right there. He's working behind the scenes. He couldn't see it. So now she's offended at God. She's mad at God. And the Lord said, verse 21, she said, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, Revelation, if you'd have been here, I wouldn't have died. But she says, even now, though, I still know you're God. Even now, I know you're God. Even though my checkbook looks bad, I know you're God. Even though it looks like everybody else is having a Jubilee banner year, I know you're still my God. Even though it looks like I still haven't met a husband and I was praying that I was having a husband, and I've already done the math on my miracle and I would actually need to be married in March to actually have the baby when I need to have it. And actually, I've already bought my pottery stuff from Pottery Barn. I actually have the registration going on. And God, I don't even know who this guy is, but it seems like, and God's going, even when you can't see it, I'm working. And then you're going to the bar and you're twerking. You better stop twerking. You better stop twerking. Even when you're in the flesh and you're twerking, God is over here and he's trying to work it. You better stop twerking. Stop smiling. You're dead. Look at your neighbor and say, I never heard that version of the song. Never heard. I can guarantee you Joel Osteen's not. You better stop twerking. Only here. Only here. I know our city going crazy. I see you. Come on. Verse 23. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Your brother will rise again. This is your Jubilee. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he, the one who believes in me, will not die. But he who believes in me will live forever. This word Jesus, this word resurrection also is the word Jubilee. Jesus is our Jubilee. Do you believe that this is your year? Do you believe for supernatural breakthrough? Do you believe that God's about to turn it around? Who am I talking to right now? I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I'm talking to somebody that says, I'm not leaving. I'm not going back. I'm not going in the flesh. This is my year. Come hell or high water, I'm going to press in. I'm going to push in. And I'm willing to pray the price, whatever it takes, I will obey, I will obey, I will obey, because I know he's working for me. Woo! Hallelujah. There's already a revival mode in here that's getting, I feel it in the environment. Feel it in the air. February 9th and 10th, invite everybody that you know in Palm Beach County. Miracles, signs, and wonders, supernatural things. And get here early, because it's going to be packed out. Two nights only. Look at your neighbor in St. Louis and tell them, say, let's go to Florida. Go ahead, St. Louis. Tell them, say, let's go to Florida. Let's go. Now, I love this here. Verse 28 says, and after she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary. The teacher is here, and he's asking for you. And when Mary heard this, she got up quickly. Quick work. She got up quickly. She got up quickly. When she heard that Jesus was asking this revelation, please pay attention, because this is, I got this morning. I've never heard any preacher ever say this before. Mary was at the house resting and waiting. Martha ran to the gate. As soon as I see him, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him this is the last time I'm ever cooking beanie weenies for you, by God. Everything I've done for you, and here you are leaving me out in the cold. My brother's dead for 4 days. And Mary's just in the house going, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. And she's at the house resting because faith rests, fear pants. Rants. Flared nose holes. Fear rests. Fear is always moving. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. And faith is a rest. You just know, I got it. When you put quarters, remember back in the day before they had credit cards, you'd put quarters in the Coke machine, and you hear clunk, clunk, and you'd go, oh, man, nothing's coming out. You could tell it didn't take. And then there was a clunk, clunk, and you're like, I'm getting ready to get my Coke, because it took. Well, the same way with faith. At some point, whether it's this weekend or next weekend, in the following weekend, you're going to realize Jesus is on the throne. God has got this situation, and the situation looks like I'm all wrapped up and tied up, but God is working even though I can't see him. So as soon as Mary hears it, she hears the word of the Lord, and then she moves. I want you to write that down. Don't move till you hear the word of the Lord. If you don't know, don't go. Don't pant and rant. I sit in the rain for a second, but then the rain went away yesterday. Remember the story I told you? I didn't run like all the other chickens. I sat there because faith doesn't run. Faith believes it receives when it prays. Faith believes that the debt is canceled. Faith believes that the marriage is restored. Faith believes that the doctor's report is right. Faith believes that the triglycerides are correct. Faith believes that the arteries are free from plaque. Faith believes that all your bodily organs functions properly. Your knees work well. Everything. Oh, my knees hurt. My knees hurt. God, I thank you that my knees are healed and they will serve me all the days of my life. I obey you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. See what I'm saying? That's faith. Everybody shout, that's faith. But as soon as she hears the word of the Lord, she got up quickly and she ran out. She ran out quickly. So only run out when you hear the word of the Lord. Verse 33 says, when Jesus saw her weeping with the Jews, she came alongside and he began to be moved deeply in the spirit. In other words, God has compassion and empathy for you today. And so do I. He said, where have you laid them? Come see, Lord. And then Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible. If you want to learn a verbal verse that's short, there you go. John 11:35. Then the Jew says, see how he loved him. Now verse 38 says, and Jesus once more deeply moved, came to the tomb of the cave. It's about to get exciting. And with the cave, the stone was laid across the entrance. And Jesus does not take away the stone for him. Check it out. All campuses, Ferguson, Weldon, Sunset Hills, all y'all, listen here, Weldon. It says, take away the stone. He told them, take it away. In other words, you do what you can do, and God will do what you cannot do, but God will never do what you can do because it does not show that you're moving with all of your might. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. But there is a walk of faith, and you have to say, let the weak say, I am strong. You have to ask the girl out. You've got to stop pushing. You got to push back the play. You got to go to the gym. Getting quiet in Florida, but I'll leave the whole health thing alone. Now, and Martha and the sister of the dead man, by this time, there's a bad odor, for he has been here 4 days. Then Jesus said, did not I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Everybody shout it with me, all campuses. So they took away the stone. Again, all campuses, why? So they took away the stone. So that sounds like you got some work to do as well. You got to get in a connect group. You've got to go to Growth Track today. You've got to decide, I'm going to drink water, push back the soda. You got to decide to go to the gym. You do, he do. You don't, he don't. You do, he do. Right? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will also reap. That's what the Bible said. He said, be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So they took away the stone, and then Jesus looked up and said, look, he looked up to the Father, and he said, I thank you, Lord, that you've heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this to benefit the people standing here, that they might believe that you sent me. And then he said, Jesus called out with a loud voice. He didn't say, I don't want anybody to see this on social media, so I'm not going to go public with this. So we're going to be really quiet about, I'm believing God that in December of this year, that God's going to give us our own building. Please don't tell anybody, because it would be terribly embarrassing if it does not happen. So please, no clapping, no noise, because we don't want anybody to know that we're actually believing God for a building, because we wouldn't want to make them think that God was and a big boy, okay? And we wouldn't want to think that we're not ballers. So let's just chill right here on this situation. No, we went public and said, I believe by December the 31st of 2020, just like we have buildings here, somebody ought to help me, we're going to have a building there. In fact, I think if they got footage of our buildings in St. Louis, just play that behind me real quick. Let's just put it up so we go even more public with it. In St. Louis, there's Weldon. That's a beautiful church. They're having church there right now. They're watching this sermon as we speak. And there's Sunset Hills. They're watching the sermon as we preach right now. What a beautiful place. And then there's Earth City. And they're watching as we preach right now. And we went public. I'm letting you see this because this is going to happen to you, Palm Beach. This is going to happen. There's Ferguson Florissant Campus, 17 beautiful acres. There you are. There you are right now. There's the building God gave you. I'm just here to tell you, go public with it. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Instagram. God is about to resurrect your dream. He's about to give you the business. You're about to get the loan. You're about to fit into those jeans. Somebody ought to go with me on this. Go public with it, because it's a form of accountability. If you're shy and you lay back because you don't think God's big enough, then you'll never receive it. Go big or go home. Woo! So he has said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! Because if he didn't specify him, everybody was coming up out of the grave. Lazarus, come out! Shout it with me. Lazarus, come out! Come on, all campuses. Lazarus, come out! Shout it strong. Everybody got a Lazarus. A dead marriage. A dead something. And the dead man came out. But his hands and his feet had strips of linen, even over his face. In other words, he couldn't even hear the way they had him wrapped up as a dead man. And he certainly couldn't speak. So he's wrapped up. But when he comes out, notice he comes out, he's here. Come over here, brother. But he's limited his mobility. Some of you here today at our campuses, at church, you're here, God's given me a new life. I prayed that prayer. Yeah, you're resurrected and you're alive, but you're still wrapped up. You still have bondage and things that you shouldn't really be ashamed of, because we don't point the finger at you this way at the church. We point it this way and say, hang on, you obviously can't unwrap yourself, so I got to help unwrap you. So then all of a sudden people come around you and they just start saying, this is what iConnects do. This is what Growth Track does. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. It takes time, by the way. I did this last night. I like it. It takes time. You're not coming out just like, oh, it's quick work. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Yeah, it's going to take time. It's going to be a quick work, but it's laborious. Quick work. Quick work. It's going to be a quick work. See, he's helping me. Quick work, says the Lord. Yeah, see. Oh, God, this is really going to hurt right here over your head. That's the worst part. But then if he can ever get your head clean and you could ever get your mind clean, then he can start helping me. Now you start helping me. Start helping me. Look at him undressing himself. Come on now. Somebody ought to get what I'm saying right now. In other words, you don't come out overnight. You don't get out of debt in a day, typically. Somebody ought to see what I'm saying. You don't quit pornography in a day. It comes back. You can't be free from alcoholism in one day. But I tell you what, you're never going to be an alcoholic your whole life, because he who the Son has set free is free indeed. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. Look at this guy go. He's just like, this is what you look like about 6 months into it. By the end of 2020, it's like, yeah, but my feet are still kind of screwed up, because I get lonely. And on Saturday night, God hasn't done it yet. So even when I can't see it, I'm tempted to go twerking. I never stop twerking. No. When you get your mind right, now he can actually function with all the other motor skills that God has given him. And with his hands, he can take the tomb and roll away the stone. With his hands, he can say, these hands are blessed and I'm going to make the money I need this year. These hands are going to shake all the right connections. Somebody ought to shout amen. These hands are going to shine all the right emails. These are going to type all. Somebody ought to see what I'm saying right now. I'm telling you, your Lazarus is coming forth. Come on, give him some praise today.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.